Well, I promised you all afternoon, Lanco is going to be with me, and now I'm in a studio full of boys, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
Really, really high-pitched boys.
You're high what? Except for the one that dropped the guitar on my foot. I like you all except that one. So,
yeah, I'll,
Jared, I'll is that right?
Yeah, I can't believe Jared did that.
Thanks for dropping a guitar on me.
Man, Jared.
Thanks for doing Studio Q. It was a lot of fun, right? Really great listeners. Yeah. Good time. Nice. And your favorite barbecue.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Can we give them a shout out?
Yeah, go for it.
Correction, our favorite wings in the country.
Yeah, Char Bar.
Wow.
It has been noted on many interviews that Char Bar is our favorite wings in the country.
Okay, yeah. I love that. And what I love even more about that is, do you guys know the history of Char Bar?
Yeah, it used to be the place to go.
Yeah, it used to be the Beaumont Club.
Yeah.
Do you know who played on that stage where you eat your food?
Everybody.
Everybody. Keith Urban, Brooks and Dunn, everyone you can think of. Rascal Flatts, Trace Atkins, everyone. Isn't that cool?
That is awesome.
Those are just the nights you can remember. Imagine, like, I'm sure there are plenty of nights.
Well, you think you know me? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, not you personally, just you in general. I'm sure people go to the Beaumont Club and it's like, I know I had a good time. I just. I'm
pretty sure you're accusing me of something. I'm not really sure.
Nope,
what it is.
Not you. I was looking at the band when I was saying that. Like,
well,
totally me.
It was a great club and great memories, and I wish you guys could have played there, but even better, you're playing tonight, Miller Lite Hot Country Nights.
Oh, yeah.
With Pat Green.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't go there. Green. Do you know Pat at all?
We've played like one show with him before, but we don't know him personally.
He's a cool cat.
Stood side stage and we're in awe. So.
He's pretty awesome. He's a great songwriter, and he's just he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
He always has been. There's going to be a great crowd, and we're so excited because you started playing in a car dealership for us, which had to be a pleasant memory. And now you're going to be on the Power and Light stage. And I'm just so excited because Greatest Love Story is so, so huge here. And the song is phenomenal. And I just want to tell you how much we love it here in Kansas City.
Thank you very much. No, we appreciate that. Y'all have been huge supporters of us, and we love coming to the city and playing. And it has been really cool with Greatest Love Story. You know, we released it a little while ago, but, you know, across the country, we're seeing people more and more sing along with it and more, you know, people coming up to us and telling their story and how the song has impacted them. And we're looking forward to playing it in Kansas City for sure, along with the rest of our set. We've got an EP out, so we bring in some older songs, some newer songs. We just finished up our record in Nashville, actually, literally like a week ago.
Awesome.
So we playing some newer stuff, so we're excited.
But you have no idea when that's going to be released. That was, I know I shouldn't ask, but.
No, we actually, like, it's this year, so.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good enough. Everyone's starting to recognize you. I guess the big question is, are fangirls grabbing your butts yet, or?
You know, I've been known to jump in the crowd a time or two.
Oh, you've got groped, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm not going to disclose everything that's happened when I've jumped in the crowd, but yeah, people can get pretty handsy.
What happens
after
in the crowd stays in the crowd.
So, you're on the road this summer. Obviously, you finished your record, doing a lot of shows.
Yeah.
I heard that you may be playing with a Mr. Sam Hunt.
Who's that?
I heard that, too.
I think he's had a hit record. I'm not sure.
He might make it
one day, yeah.
You know that 27-plus weeks at the top of the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart.
Breaking.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, nobody likes that song. But, you know, maybe he'll bring in a few fans and surprise you.
A couple.
I mean, maybe you can help him with that
bill.
We'll
help him out.
That'll be exciting. It's in Minneapolis, right?
Yeah, he's nice to close for us.
Oh, he's so good. He's so good.
No, we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a fun one. We've actually never, he's one guy we've never played a show with, so.
Mm-hmm. First time.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
He's cool, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's ugly. But other than that, he is awesome.
He's ugly, and he's never going to make it.
So. Notice his shoes, too, because he always wears the coolest kicks. I mean, he's always got, like, leopard, and, I mean, just, like, cray-cray stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah, and after 27-week or whatever it was, number one, now his shoes probably literally fly or something.
They're probably dipped in gold.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, just because we had a bunch of ladies in Studio Q, not that I did that for you personally, they did ask one thing that I bet other people are wondering. So I'm going to ask you, and then we're going to get ready for tonight, what Lanco means.
Lanco means Lancaster & Company. It's pretty simple. And I was living in Nashville and wanted to start a band, so I made a band up in my mind and gave it a name, but there wasn't really a band yet. I met Tripp, who plays drums, met him at a festival in Chattanooga, and he was playing for another band, and him and I started jamming. And then Eric Chandler and Jared, they all went to school together, so I met Eric through a songwriter buddy, and we all kind of started becoming friends and jamming, and it was Lancaster & Company. And then after a while, we shortened it down to Lanco because it fits better on a poster for the show we're playing tonight.
There you go. And you know, it's much better than forming a dance company. Although, I mean, would have been cool with that, but I don't know how it went over
how
tonight.
How did we not think of that?
I don't know.
Hey, it's never too late.
Okay, well, tonight, Power and Light District, everybody come down and see Lanco. They are so good. And I'm going to put you on the spot here, okay?
Right.
Okay, don't be mad at me. But can I get you to acoustically give me a little greatest love story?
You know what? I think we can handle that. You know what? Our guitars just happen to be in here.
Oh, that is such a coinky dinky.
You know what? All right.
Oh, I love you. And we'll see you tonight, okay?
All right.
Everybody come down and see my boys. Lanco!
Right. Yeah.